are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this year, your favorite Christian radio station, as we discuss matters of biblical importance. And today, as we begin this new series on our Bible Corner, Fundamental Belief, I think it's number 20, talking issues of the Sabbath. And we are saying the fourth commandment of God's unchangeable law requires the observance of the seventh day as a Sabbath of the Lord, right? A day of rest, of worship, of ministry, in harmony with the teaching and practice of Jesus, who declared himself the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, it is baked into identity, right? The identity of the Seventh-day Adventist Church as part of their very name. But many people may wonder, what's the big deal? It's just a day. And doesn't the Bible say today, if you hear his voice today, doesn't that mean that's what's more important? So we're going to have a discussion, and joining us and leading out and helping us make sense of it all is our elder Lloyd Tardina, who joins us now on the line. Dala, good morning. I mean, good afternoon. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me back on air. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor Dala, for accepting our invitation when we called you, right? You could have said, I'm afraid I'm busy with life. But you said, no, we'll have a conversation. We appreciate you.
Amen.
So, Funisi, we are talking issues of the Sabbath. Talk to us. What's the origins of the Sabbath? And where and when can we trace it to be having first established in that?
Right. The Sabbath, my elder, is a very pivotal issue in our worship. It's unfortunate that many interpret Seventh-day Adventists as though they just zero in on the Sabbath.
Okay.
But it is more like a management by exception, if we can call it that, whereby where we are missing the mark, obviously, we make so much noise about it. So, very important subject to discuss, fundamental belief number 20 out of 28 within our system of beliefs. Now, the origins of the Sabbath, when you read in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and so on, you notice that this institution was brought about right at creation. And when you read verse 8, it says that after having pronounced the seventh day as the Sabbath, here we find men in Eden. So right at the beginning, that's where we find God instituting the Sabbath. An interesting point, my elder, is that it was just after the marriage institution. You see, we get men being created and wedded on the sixth day, then the seventh day being pronounced as the Sabbath. So here we are having the Sabbath being brought about at least 2,000 years before there was any Jew. There's so much noise about the Sabbath being a Jewish institution, but here we find it, you know, because Jews, we can have them from Israel, you know, who was over 2,000 years from creation. So we were not having any Jew right at creation. And interestingly, when man was chased from the Garden of Eden, these are the two institutions that I took out, the Sabbath and marriage. And just on a lighter note, if people really think that the Sabbath was meant for the Jews, then we might as well say the same about marriage, because just when God gave the Sabbath, he gave marriage as well. So if the Sabbath was for the Jews, then as a twin to the Sabbath, we do have marriage. We can even say that marriage was also for the Jews, which really doesn't hold.
True.
So the Sabbath has its origin in the creation week. And interestingly, we do have in the synoptics, Jesus saying there won't be marriage after the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
But not so with the Sabbath, because when you read in the book of Isaiah chapter 66, we find that the Sabbath will be observed throughout eternity. So these are interesting points which show that marriage and the Sabbath instituted right at creation, but in the new earth, not so much, no marriage there, but we find the Sabbath going into eternity.
Yeah, they don't say we don't need that anymore, which was going to be fascinating because I was going to ask that to say, so is it meaning that we won't have the Sabbath in the new world as well, since marriage is going to be gone? I like that. No, thank you. Now, Dala, what was the purpose of this day of rest? Is it because just God anticipated that we'll be tired? Was the work week already exhausting, even in a perfect pre-sin world? I mean, even Adam, he had just been created one day before. Surely he was not tired that he deserved rest already.
Definitely. That's a very important point, Samad, that Adam and Eve were created on the sixth day, but just on the seventh day, they were given a Sabbath. And they wouldn't have been that tired to
need rest
for a Sabbath to be deemed as unnecessary. So in as much as in our day, there is an issue to do with physical rest, but not so much for the first couple here, because just as they were created. And, you know, I was just thinking that when you notice in the reckoning of the Bible, this starts Friday sunset. So here we do have God working on the creation, and just before sunset, he was done with everything. So Adam and Eve, definitely, they were not exhausted at all. They had to be some purpose to the Sabbath, which is besides physical regeneration. You know, when you read in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, we notice that God assigned for Adam and Eve to dress and to keep the Garden of Eden. And just by noticing that in chapter 3, this is when God gives the need for sweating it out after the fall, you know, whether it was as a punishment or as a discipline, it depends on how we view God. But chapter 3 is clear that the issue of picking out a living, if I could call it that, came about is after the fall of men. So men's labor in Eden before the fall was not tedious as we have labor in our day. So I'll just give maybe two purposes of the day of rest from my understanding. Firstly, is the acknowledgement of God's handiwork and celebrating it. You see, when God looked at his creation, he was satisfied. He looked and it was good. And in celebrating that work, he had this Sabbath. So firstly, maybe and foremost, the Sabbath being a way of acknowledging God's handiwork and celebrating it. This is a thing which you can pick from the Sabbath commandment in the book of Exodus chapter 20, whereby there is reference to the creation. So there is a very strong link between what God had created and the observance of the Sabbath. Then secondly, the Sabbath given is a way of promoting fellowship. You know, we are social beings, and the Sabbath comes in handy in this thing. It's interesting that in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 8, you find that God would occasionally come down to fellowship with we find the Sabbath dovetailing into that social intercourse.
Yeah, quite profound. And I like how this extended connection you're bringing across, quite an important part of understanding, so that we don't get caught up in some of the contemporary talk we hear regarding the Sabbath day. What does it mean that God rested, though? I mean, if it's not about rest for men, what about for God? Surely for him, he did not need rest.
Yeah, definitely. When you read the book of Isaiah 40, verse 28, it's clear that God faints not and is not wearied. Mm-hmm. And Malachi 3, verse 6, he changes not. So right from eternity, God faints not and is not wearied. So the Sabbath here was not for physical regeneration. And interestingly, reading in the book of Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9, it is clear that God created by voice. He spoke and things came into being. Mm. So no need for resting, but definitely God did not burnt out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, certainly he had not burnt out. Now, maybe as we draw towards the close, my elder, part of the Sabbath commandment is that we should labor for 6 days. Is it a problem to rest on any other day that's not the Sabbath? I mean, if you're now, maybe you're working and then you rest on a Wednesday and then you still observe the Sabbath, are you now disregarding the commandment since it says 6 days you must work? Is it a soft life aspiration to rest and relax, you know, maybe beyond this 24/7? Is it sinful?
Yeah, I think it is our privilege to take days off, but our days off are not the Lord's Sabbath. You see, when you read Mark 2, verse 28, Jesus was clear that the Sabbath is his day. So we can have our days, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. we need to keep his day. We need to give to God that which is right. And the Sabbath is one. In fact, interestingly, it is just the one commandment that is hinged on time. The other nine commandments do not so much have anything to do with time, but God put a commandment in this space called time, which pretty much differentiates it from the other nine commandments. So the Sabbath is God's day. We can have any other days we choose to rest on, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, and he would have it. You know, in my country, we do have people having different Sabbaths, mm-hmm. especially from Friday. You do have many sects having Friday is their Sabbath, then you also have ourselves, Saturday is the Sabbath, then others Sunday. You know, we can have other days, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, and the Lord would have it. He's just like our countries, you know, free from a colonial rule. They do have independence days. Mm-hmm. We can have any other days, but Independence Day is Independence Day. No one can change it. And to try and change it is an act of treason.
But we're not saying to change the day, Morutin, but maybe, I mean, Dali, you didn't quite get me. I'm saying, remember the Sabbath commandment doesn't just say keep the seventh day holy. It says that, but it then says you want to find yourself working 6 days. That's part of the commandment. And we are then asking to say, if I then keep the Sabbath, the seventh day holy, but I'm also resting, like what we usually find people doing on a Sunday or on a Monday or any other day that I don't go to work, or maybe I don't even go to work the whole week, I don't do any work, am I still considered keeping the Sabbath since I did not labor for 6 days?
All right. The resting which we do have on Sabbath is to do with secular labor. It is it will be quite disturbing for someone not to engage in secular labor at all during the 6 days of the week. You see, that actually would translate to idleness. Mm-hmm. When you read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, you'd notice that besides the issue to do with perverse sexual desires, mm-hmm. Sodom and other cities were destroyed because of idleness. So God would not have us idle. If anything, labor was given to keep us from perverseness. You see, as they say that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if we stay off work for so much, I mean, we are not so much away from temptation, if I would give it as such. And also, mm-hmm. we also always have to put a differentiation between the sacred and the common. Mm-hmm. We ought not mm-hmm. treat the other days as though they were sacred, you know, the way we would treat the Sabbath. So
Mtala, if I have a job, if I have a job that a fulfilled job, I'm not being idle, I'm not being lazy, but just that my job is so such that it allows me to maybe work only 4 days a week. I don't need to work 5 or 6 days. I just need 4 days. And then I engage in those 4 days. Am I then sinning because I'm not working the other 2 days?
No, not so much. I'm sure that the other one day you would not be resting as you rest on the Sabbath.
That's where the challenge is.
The spirit of observing the Sabbath, you know, there are a lot of ways in which you observe the Sabbath, which you cannot quite observe, you cannot quite conduct yourself on the other day. I'm not sure if I can, if I'm putting it clear enough.
Okay.
But there is a lot that goes with the Sabbath, you know, the fellowshipping and abstaining from this thing and that thing, and even to do with our conversations and things like that. You know, these are not things you can really do on any. We really do not do. I'm not too sure how to say it on any other day. How God has structured the Sabbath day really sets it apart from any other day. You cannot quite conduct yourself as though it is Sabbath when it is not.
No, I think you made it very clear, and we appreciate that truly, truly. Well, Mdala said we'll have to leave it there for today. Any final thoughts as we close off?
No, I think enough said for the day. I'm looking forward to the discussions we'd have in the next 2 days to make this issue somewhat clearer for our audience.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're also looking forward to that. Thank you so much once again for talking to us, even in this day. May God bless you until we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. That is Elder Lloyd Tadira talking to us as we look at issues of the Sabbath. And he's saying it comes from God's hand way before anybody called a Jew ever existed. And so don't call it a Jewish day. No, no, no. You're out of order. In fact, God, in the person of Christ, says he is the Lord, even the Lord of the Sabbath.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.